Hi, this is R. Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message. Is tithing a way to seek God's face for blessing? That is a question that comes to us from one of our visitors named Patrick. Shout out to Patrick for posing the question. Is tithing a way to seek God's face for a blessing? Of course, as we know, in today's church, the practice of tithing, or the modern day tithe of paying 10% of your income, is taught and viewed by many Christians as a way to receive God's blessings. Pay your tithes and God will bless you. Now, the thing about this modern day tithe and the teaching associated with it, in terms of if you tithe, God will bless you, is that it takes the biblical concept of tithing and blessings out of context. Now, in the Bible does teach that blessings are associated with tithing. However, we must understand it in the proper context, in the full context of the scriptures. Because it's only under the Mosaic law in which God institutes tithing as a commandment, as a law, or as it becomes part of the Mosaic law. And under this Mosaic law, which is the covenant between the Lord and ancient Israel, under this covenant, yes, God did bless ancient Israel when they tithed. However, blessings didn't come from tithing alone. Not only did ancient Israel have to tithe, but they also had to obey the other 612 commandments of the Mosaic law. So when many preachers today, they teach about tithes and blessings, they don't basically tell you the whole story. And so they end up taking things out of context, scriptures, verses out of context. So, and that's what they've done with the whole idea of tithing and blessings. They've taken it out of context. But when you put it in context of what the Bible actually says and teaches and teaches about tithing, only under the Mosaic law was tithing, did God bless anyone for tithing. And God bless ancient Israel for tithing and obeying the other 612 commandments. So tithing alone does not result in God's blessings according to the Mosaic law. It's tithing and doing the other commandments. So we must also take into consideration that, as I said before, the Mosaic law is the covenant between the Lord and ancient Israel. As Christians, you are under a new covenant. So the Mosaic Law covenant is not your covenant. And so, in other words, tithing is not a requirement of you as a Christian. Therefore, tithing does not result in you receiving God's blessings. So the question then becomes, how do Christians receive God's blessings? How do you receive God's blessings as a Christian? Ancient Israel received their blessings on the Mosaic Law, which required obedience to all the commandments. As a Christian, you are under the New Testament, and under this covenant, tithes are not required. So, according to New Testament principles and practices, I have identified, I think what I have here are five. Let me make sure. Five practices or principles under the New Testament in which Christians receive blessings. Now, the first way is simply through God's grace. Grace is defined as God's unmerited favor. It is kindness from God you don't deserve. There is nothing you have done nor can ever do to earn this favor. God blesses you because that is God's nature. God is a giver. Despite whatever your imperfections are, whatever your shortcomings are, whatever mistakes you have made or mistakes you're going to make, whatever, it doesn't matter, that God will still bless you through His grace. So, you receive blessings simply through God's grace. The other way of seeking or receiving, I'll say receiving God's blessings, is through obedience. Obedience to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that still small voice. The Holy Spirit is that intuition, that gut feeling. It is that when you say something told me, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the helper. It is your helper. The helper Jesus refers to when he told his disciples he will leave them with a helper, a comforter. And what you find is with the Holy Spirit is that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, the Holy Spirit often will speak an instruction or an assignment. It would tell you something to do, basically. And what I find is that with every instruction or assignment from the Holy Spirit, there is always a blessing associated with that. It's a blessing for you, and oftentimes a blessing in it for other people. Because what we do not only affects us, but affects other people. So through the Holy Spirit, we receive blessings. And take, for example, say you're on your way to work and you have this very important meeting taking place first thing in the morning. And you're driving your normal route to work, but something tells you instead of turning right at the corner like you normally do, a voice says turn left. And you're like, I don't know, I don't want to go left. I want to stay on course with my normal route to work because I have this important meeting and I want to make sure I get there on time. But something says, no, go left. So you say, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and go left. And when you turn left at the corner on your way to work, what you end up finding is that had you turned right as you commonly would, There was an accident along that route, and the accident had backed up traffic. So had you turned right and not listened to the Holy Spirit, you would have found yourself in that backed up traffic, and you would have found yourself late for this very important meeting. But instead, since you listened to the Holy Spirit, you turned left and went a different route, you made it to work on time and were able to be there for this very important meeting. And so that's just a very, if you will, mundane example of how the Holy Spirit is there to help us. So even in the most simplest things, in our daily routines, that's Holy Spirit speaking to us. And whenever the Holy Spirit speaks, is always speaking to help you. And when you're being helped in any way, that is a blessing. So obedience. You receive God's blessings through obedience to the Holy Spirit. Another way of seeking and receiving God's blessings is simply by asking. Go take what did the elder say? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask for what it is you want or ask for what you need. Ask. And it shall be given. Ask in faith, knowing you have received it. Just ask. And it's like, it doesn't matter what it is. Take this for instance. You want to talk about mundane stuff, just everyday kind of thing, everyday experiences in which prayers are answered. Several weeks ago, I was thinking about this Jodie Foster movie I had seen, and I could not remember the name of that movie. All I know was, like, in my mind, I saw a scene of Jodie Foster on this airplane. And that's it. But I could not remember the name of the movie. I kept saying to myself in my mind, I didn't even speak this verbally, but in my mind, I'm like, what's the name of that Jodie Foster movie? What is the name of that Jodie Foster movie? And it's like, well, I don't know. The name escapes me right now. So whatever, whatever, whatever. So 2 days later, I'm watching TV and I'm channel surfing. And as I'm channel surfing, I'm looking through the menu of the different movies. And lo and behold, bam, there it is. There it is. The name of the movie, which is Flight Plan. And some people will look at it like, oh, well, that's just a coincidence. Well, I don't believe in coincidences. There are no coincidences. It's not a coincidence that 2 days prior, I'm asking for, I pose a question seeking an answer, and I'm wanting to know what's the name of that Jodie Foster movie I saw. And 2 days later, I just happened to be watching, you know, scrolling through the movie listings, and bam, there it is. That's not a coincidence. And so the blessing in this is not that I, the name of that Jodie Foster movie was a life-changing event, you know, but the blessing is this. It was a reminder that the Most High, the Creator, is ever present in my life. My Creator is listening to my thoughts, knows my thoughts, and responds to my questions, will answer my questions, answer my prayers, even if it's something as insignificant, what we consider insignificant, as giving me the answer and showing me the answer to that question and letting me know the name of Jodie Foster's movie, Flight Plan. That's a blessing. I mean, that's just one of those things like, okay, God, I know you're here. I know you're with me. That's cool. I mean, it's just cool. It's just wonderful things like that. And, you know, and I've done that on several occasions where I'm working on something, working on a project, and I'm stumped, and I ask, like, I need help. How do I do such and such? How can I do this? How can I do that? And it could be a few minutes later or a few hours later, the answer comes to me. So that's a blessing that you can ask for what you want and what you need, and the Most High responds and gives you your answer. The Most High answers your prayer. That's always a blessing. So just ask. Another way of seeking and or receiving God's blessings is through gratitude. Gratitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for what you have. Appreciate everyday blessings. That is so powerful. Too often, it's so easy to get stuck in a rut in which you look at what you don't have because you're comparing yourself to, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harpo. Well, they have this, I don't have that. He has this, I don't have that. She has that, I don't. How come he has it and I don't? How come she has it and I don't? And you don't look at what you have. Be thankful. Be grateful. I'm reminded of this story that Tyler Perry shared in an interview some years ago. And he relayed a story in which he purchased a vehicle for a young lady. And I don't recall if the young lady didn't have a vehicle, or maybe if she had one, it was like a hoopty, and it barely could get her from point A to point B. So out of the kindness of his heart, he bought her a car. And you would think that the woman would be like ecstatic, happy, and very thankful for someone helping her out by buying her a car. And that wasn't what happened. It was like the young lady was disappointed. And it's like, what, like, this is the best you can do? No, so what I gathered from what Tyler shared was that, let's say he purchased her a Chevrolet. And because he's Tyler Perry, and because people know he's a multimillionaire, people would think, well, he's Tyler Perry, so he can afford, obviously he can afford a more expensive car. So instead of him buying her an expensive vehicle, like a BMW or a Mercedes, he got her, say, the Chevrolet, and she was disappointed and had an attitude about it. Like, this is it? You gonna get me a Chevrolet? You ballin' like you ballin', and you can't do better than that? And you talking, that's what you call ungrateful. Here you are, talking about this young lady. Here you are on the corner of Do Bad Street and can't get it right. You either have no transportation or you have jacked up transportation, and somebody buys you a car. You didn't even have to ask for asking to do it. He saw a need. He saw your need. He said, I'm going to help you out. And that's the attitude you have? Like, you could have done better than this? You got me a Chevrolet? Why not a Range Rover? Why not a BMW? Why not a Mercedes? That's being ungrateful. And so what happens when someone is ungrateful? You're not inclined to want to help them out again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, really? That's how, really? So be grateful. And I'm going to tell you about, you know, when it comes to the law of sowing and reaping, you reap what you sow. When you are ungrateful for what you have, and you don't appreciate what you have, or when someone does something out of the kindness of their heart for you and you're ungrateful, according to the law of sowing and reaping, you're going to reap more ungratefulness in your life. Meaning, if you're ungrateful for what you have now, your situation is really not going to improve, because you're putting out that type of energy, you're putting out that ungrateful energy, and ungratefulness comes back to you, and it shows up in your experiences and your circumstances, meaning your situation, your circumstances and situation will not improve any. You're going to stay exactly where you are, and as you stay where you are, so if you're ungrateful about where you are, you're going to end up continue to stay where you are, which means you're going to continue to be ungrateful. So it's a cycle. That's what reaping and sowing is. It's a cycle. You're going to get out what you're going to receive what you put out. On the other hand, when you are grateful and you're just thankful, God, you know what? I'm just thankful that you got me up this morning. I'm just thankful that I have the breath of life. I'm thankful for the gifts and talents that you have blessed me with. I'm thankful for the wonderful people you have placed in my life. You know, and so what happens is that goes out into the universe. God receives, the Most High receives and hears that gratitude and your that positive energy that you're putting out, and it's going to come back to you in your life experiences, meaning you want to end up reaping more wonderful things into your life for you to be grateful about. So you think you got it going on now. That's going to increase in your life. It's going to multiply. You're going to have more things in your life, more things and people are going to show up in your life for you to be grateful about. Be grateful. Show and express gratitude for what you have. And finally, another principle for seeking and or receiving God's blessings is to give. Give. Be generous. help someone else. Think about how you can bless others. It's always said, we're blessed to be a blessing. Pay it forward. Do something that lifts somebody else's burden, that brightens their day. It doesn't have to be anything major. You know, you may not be able to do like Tyler Perry and go out and buy someone a car, but you can send someone a positive prayer and pray that their situation will improve and they'll be able to do better and be able to position themselves financially where they can buy a car, or you may be able to give that person a ride from time to time, or it's giving someone a kind word, giving someone a smile, you know, just little things like that. Be giving and sharing, you know, whatever, you know, you can, whatever you can do, because it's not about so much what you do or how much you give. It's about the fact that your heart is in the right place. And you're giving from your heart, just like the widow's mite. She didn't have much, but what she gave, that mite, meant more than the people who were bawling and making it rain, because she gave from her heart. So it's all about the heart and giving from the heart. And the law of sowing and reaping applies. And I also call it the law of reciprocity. Because as you give, you receive, because giving and receiving are two sides of the same coin. Whatever you're giving is going to come back to you. As you give, you're receiving. So you're giving blessings, blessings are coming your way. As you're being generous and showing your generosity, others are going to that generosity is going to show up in your life. It's going to manifest in your life. It's going to all come back to you. So be giving. As you give, you also will receive. Okay? So Patrick asked, is tithing a way to seek God's face for a blessing? No, not for Christians. Under the New Testament, Christians are blessed according to the following principles and practices. Christians are blessed through God's grace, God's unmerited favor. You are blessed by your obedience to the Holy Spirit, doing what the Holy Spirit instructs you to do, because with that instruction, there's always a blessing attached to it, a blessing for you and or a blessing for others. Thirdly, ask. Pray. Ask for what you want. Ask and it shall be given. Fourth, show gratitude. Be thankful for what you do have. And the more gratitude you express for what you have, the more you're going to receive. And the more you receive, the more grateful you're going to be. And if you're more grateful, even more blessings are going to come your way. I heard one of those preachers say back in the day, God is in the blessing business. That's God's nature. God's pleasure and nature is to give. God enjoys giving and blessing you. Be grateful and be thankful and express that, and express your gratitude. And finally, be a blessing to other people. Help somebody else out. Be generous, be giving, and give from your heart. What you give, you also will receive. Arvene here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tithing Hoax Podcast. For more information about the Tithing Hoax, visit thetithinghoax.com, download your free tithe study guide, or drop us an email at info@thetithinghoax.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.